pity the lowly wood pallet. Nobody thinks about it, but it does so much work. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Now the wood pallet is under attack. A group called Change the Pallet says there's a better way to ship goods. Tracy Samilton has the story.
Been to the supermarket or a big box store lately? Most of that merchandise is shipped on wood pallets. There are roughly 2 billion wood pallets circulating in the U.S. What's wrong with them? Well, for starters, tons end up in landfills. Adam Penner is with Change the Pallet. It's funded by the corrugated pallet industry, which wants shippers to use more of its product. He says corrugated pallets are lighter and more compact. He says after IKEA switched to corrugated pallets, its trucks were lighter and the company used fewer trucks overall, and that saved big on fuel and carbon dioxide emissions.
300,000 metric tons of CO2 emissions reductions, which is a very big number.
Just imagine if everybody switched, says Penner. But it's a little more complicated than that. John Bradburn is global head of waste reduction for General Motors. He says GM uses corrugated pallets when it can, but there are cons, too.
The corrugate will absorb moisture.
So the pallets have to be stored indoors so they don't get soggy. And Bradburn says corrugated pallets are sometimes not strong enough for the heavier stuff. The National Wooden Pallet and Container Association says wood pallets are recyclable, too. They can be shredded for mulch or pet bedding or biofuel. And after all, both corrugated and wood pallets come from trees. So can't we all get along? Change the Pallet doesn't think so. The group's asking states and major universities to tell vendors to use corrugated pallets. They figure once a few of them are on board, big corporations will fall like dominoes. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.
Ottawa County has a new weapon in the fight against invasive plants. This week, Lindsay Smith got a chance to check out the weapon in action, about 20 miles west of Grand Rapids.
There's something strange in the 260-acre forest at Burr Oak Landing. Do you hear it? Listen closely.
These are our what we call our prescribed browsers, a.k.a. goats.
Melanie Mannion manages almost 7,000 acres of natural parkland in Ottawa County.
So the idea behind this project came from this right here. This is Oriental Bittersweet. It is a ground cover that can grow 2 to 3 feet on top of itself. It makes this impenetrable mess. And then it climbs the trees and it chokes the trees out and kills them.
The thick green vine is everywhere. Luckily, Mannion's 8 goats love it. The herd is her new weapon to fight invasive plants. They're fenced off in one area of the park, eating day and night, as much as their little goat tummies desire. After a few more weeks, Mannion says they'll pack up the portable electric fence and move the goats so they can destroy invasive plants in the next section of forest.
And can you kind of see the difference between where they've been working and the jungle that it used to look like?
Big time.
Yeah.
Not only do the goats do a great job clearing unwanted invasive plants, they save Ottawa County money. This way, the county doesn't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars to manually clear the plants or dump lots of herbicide. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.
Goats are catching on in local government. Farmington Hills has a goat, appropriately named Pilot. It eats invasive plants near City Hall. That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.